Hey, y'all. Welcome back to Katie on the Flip Side, the podcast. Haven't said that in a really long time. This feels so strange. If you're listening to these in successive order of, like, you know, the whole series of 10 things and didn't have a clue that it's been like, oh, how many months? August, September, October, November, December, January, February, 6 months since I recorded the last podcast, and it had been several months before I did the one before that, then you just go on listening. It's fine. You can skip ahead a little bit while I talk about the fact that it's been a minute. But if you have been holding tight with me while we got moved and everything else went down, then hey, welcome back. I'm back, and I am committed to telling myself that I'm actually back and not just like, oh, yeah, I think I might try to do this. Oh, man. Okay, so I wanted to kind of talk about some of that today and some of the challenges and struggles I've been facing. And my initial thought was, as I was thinking about, like, I'm in the middle of this 10-point series of things that I started over a year ago. It shouldn't have taken a whole year to get through. I try not to use the word shouldn't or should or whatever. It's a bad word. It's a word that makes you feel bad about yourself. I try not to use the word should. If you take it out of your vocabulary, see what happens. It's interesting. So let me just rephrase that and say I had anticipated that I would upload the series of 10 in 10 successive weeks, and then life and a pandemic and a major move and everything else happened, and it did not get done that quickly. There you go. See? That's just what happened, stating facts instead of shaming myself and guilting myself about not having done it the way that I thought I would have. Okay, I got off on a different track and on a different, like, tangent. Welcome back. Yeah, if you haven't been here in a while, that's just what happens. Okay, so I was saying, as I was thinking about just kind of popping back in the middle of the series that I thought would end a while ago, I thought, you know what, I'm just going to make like a, hey, I'm back, little podcast, and then hop back into the last 3 points of the series. And then I said, let me just see what number 8 was, because I believe that's where I was number 8. I believe I made it through the first 7. If you haven't listened to those, if you're just coming in out of the blue, I was doing a series on codependency and, for me, kind of the top 10 red flags of codependency in general. And I was basing them on the top 10 things that I had noticed for myself, that were things that would start popping up if I was slipping back into old habits and falling back into the codependent, like, emotional state that I had been fighting so hard to get out of. So there were several things. I'm not going to go back and state what they all were. You can go back and look at the list in my podcast show and look and see what they all were. But number 8, so I sat down to look at it. Let me just read the sentence on my notes from this file that I made in, like, December of 2019. Number 8 was focusing too much on perfection instead of celebrating progress, and then giving up or stopping because it's not perfect. Well, now how appropriate is that for somebody who's coming back after not having recorded anything in 6 months? And I have found, or I had found, in going through and talking about these 10 different kind of like codependent red flags, I had found that I had the hardest time talking about the ones that were hardest for me. So I will say that I do not doubt that a big part of kind of the 6 months of procrastination, definitely not the major top reason, but I think one of the biggest things is this one is really hard for me, and this is kind of actually what happened in a way, and what, where, and how I got stuck in giving up because I knew it wasn't going to be perfect. I know there's like a standard I hold myself to for what type of content I want to put out, what I want to talk about. And I know, just like with anybody, there's days when your brain just isn't working right. I mean, I don't know if that's everybody, but it's definitely me. There's days when I'm like, I can't get a coherent thought out to save my life. And there's days when I am like on top of my game and I could just talk to everybody about all the things and they'd make sense all day. And so I try to avoid those days of talking on days when what I say is just not going to make any sense. Not in those cases, it's not always just because I want it to be perfect and it's not going to be. It's because I feel like I want the things that I put out to you guys not to be annoyingly confusing and crazy and all over the place. They still are sometimes, but they would be worse on those days. And so, like, with all of that comes the fact that things with the podcast and with me putting out content really slowed down when obviously the pandemic started. I had gotten a little bit off track of uploading weekly a couple weeks, I guess, maybe about a month, a few weeks before the whole world shut down in March of 2020. And I think part of it was I had saved the last few points on this list until the end because they were things that I was struggling with. And when I'm struggling with it, I didn't trust myself to talk about it and be able to coherently. I don't want to tell you guys things to do that I know that I'm not able to do myself. But what I've learned in all this time is that part of me learning and growing and overcoming some of these things and getting better at some of these things, part of me being able to do that is talking about it and sharing about it and recording these podcasts. If y'all have been around since the end of 2018, when I kind of started my whole channel back up, basing all of my content on the changes I was making in my life and the things I was realizing, it was when I very first like started understanding what codependency even was, when I very first started understanding what boundaries were, and that was actually something that was not only important, but something that I was allowed to have. When I started realizing that I was allowed to say no, that I was allowed to have my own opinions, all of that stuff started back in 2018, and I started making videos about it. I think a lot of people make content and talk about these types of things after they've learned them, and I feel like that's the side of it that I have fallen onto lately. But when I started, I didn't even care. I was like, I need to just talk to my people. Having done YouTube and social media and all of the stuff that we do for coming up on 10 years in May this year. So in a few months, it'll be 10 years that we've been uploading videos on YouTube and developed a huge community of people who love and support us and who we feel incredibly connected to and love and support back. I feel connection to all of you guys. And I was like, I need to share this because I feel like I'm learning these things, and I need, first of all, for nobody else to feel like they don't know these things. I feel like I need to share this with the world. Everybody needs to know. And if you are stuck in this place, I do not want anybody else to be stuck there. And then second of all, I was just kind of processing it. Like, so is this, like, does everybody believe this way? Does everybody think this way? What is going on with me? How do I figure this out? What do I do? Cullen and I were really struggling in our relationship, and I was just trying to figure stuff out. So that was a huge, huge part of my healing and of my growing and my process. And so I've realized over the past several months, especially after moving, we moved 4 hours away from the place we have always called home in Birmingham, Alabama, to South Alabama, down in the Mobile Bay area near to the Gulf Coast, and away from all of our family and friends, and basically know nobody. So I feel like I've realized, especially in the past few months, how important it was for me to share as I was growing, that this was part of my process, and how incredibly thankful I am that I have this opportunity to share this and to not only be able to let other people know what I'm going through, because I know if I'm going through it, I'm not the only one. But also to receive the support back and to receive feedback from you guys and, you know, just all the whole community. It's, I don't know, if you guys have been a part of the YouTube community or our like daily vlogs and channel along the way, community is really important. I also have learned, especially with kind of finally after so long getting back into a routine of the kids being back in school and us having more time to focus on our content and me focus on kind of myself and my growth and my healing again, how important it was for me personally. I know some people just don't require as much, but I do think it's important to everybody. But to have time alone, and I don't just mean like, I don't know, sitting in your bedroom alone while the kids are out there in the kitchen screaming and trying to have dinner. I'm talking about like time when you know you hear nobody, you know the kids are taken care of, you have no specific like guilt over what you should quote be doing, although we're not going to say that, over the things that you think you should, still going to say should, how should I say that, over the things that you might have previously felt obligated to. There's a way to say it. Okay. Anyways, but I am the type of person that if I'm not constantly putting it into my mind, into my head, it goes away. I don't know if that made sense the way I said it, but it's true, not just with this, but like even in school, there's, you know, you take a whole history class on like, I don't know, a certain country. You're looking at China in your history class and learning about the history of China. And the next month, I can take the test and make 100 on it. The next month, I have completely forgotten everything and don't even know what the, you know, what's going on there, what the history was. And that's true for me with a lot of different things. For me to continue growing and processing and remembering like, oh yeah, this is when I recognize that I'm starting to slip. This is when I recognize that it's because I'm not taking time to exercise, that I'm not allowing myself to take care of my mental health. I'm allowing myself to take care of eating the right foods and making time to cook myself a healthy meal when I'm just worried about making food for the kids. It's like I just totally forget that that's important if I'm not consuming the content that reminds me of those things and listening to the people that inspire me. So during the pandemic, during the kids being home, that's definitely something that slipped as I was working through all of that. Also, as we were, if you've been around for a while, we were selling our house, in the process of selling our house for over a year. It was, I think, 15 months, 16 months, something like that, when we finally sold our house. And it was on and off the market 3 times. We, along the way, did a lot of upgrades and updates, and like we had 70, I don't remember what the final count was, 75 showings or something like that over the course of all those months, and constantly having to keep things just right and all the stress that goes with that. So in a typical life where the routine we had kind of gotten ourselves into before we decided to list our house and sell our house, we had started to really like try to develop a family routine, get back into things. I knew what my schedule was and the air quotes free time that I had was time that I would take to listen to inspirational content, listen to things that would help me grow and help me on this journey of overcoming a lot of these things that I've been dealing with for my whole life. That turned into me wanting to share it, and that turned into me creating this content. So when that, air quotes again, free time got cut down, it was, okay, we have to focus on the bare necessities. We have to focus on the minimum and the what do we need to do basically to survive? What do we need to do to make sure that our business is bringing in income, that our kids are taken care of, that nobody's getting coronavirus, all of the things, on top of like the house selling stuff. So basically the extra free time outside of like pandemic and all the other stuff was dedicated to keeping the house perfectly spotless and clean, working on those renovation projects and all that. And so that took away that little bit of extra time outside of, you know, keeping everybody alive to do this and to listen to that content and kind of take care of myself. And looking back on it, I honestly don't know how I could have done it any differently, but I realize now that I wish I could have and would have found a way to continue. I try not to ever have regrets in life because I know things wouldn't have turned out the way they did if I had done anything differently, and I'm happy with the way things are. But I know that if you've ever been through trying to overcome some freaking major stuff in your life and completely reset your mindset, completely reset your like mental way that your brain processes relationships and time and your family and your friends and your job and everything. If that's interrupted, like it's a process, it's years. It's not something that just overnight you suddenly are like, boom, I do not live this codependent life anymore and my relationships are great and everything's wonderful. It takes so much work. And as you get through each layer, you uncover another layer that you're like, oh, snap, I didn't even think about that part of my life. So as I was going through that, it was kind of interrupted a couple times, like right in the middle of the beginning of everything, in the middle of the beginning, is when Cullen kind of came out with all of his addiction stuff that he talked about. And then we started like actually working on our relationship. And so that threw in like our relationship section of everything, the house and the pandemic and everything. I don't know how many times am I going to say all that stuff. I know y'all know I'm not. And again, I'm like, I hesitated on making this podcast too, because I was like, I don't want to sound like I'm complaining or making excuses, because I feel like that's sometimes what holds me back too, is I feel like if I start talking about this stuff, it sounds as though I'm complaining, as I'm making excuses and yada yada. You can interpret it however you want to. I share because I like to kind of help other people know that what they're going through, they're not alone. And then I like to just, I mean, I feel like, you know, you guys have been here and you've been so supportive, and I can just come back. I can, but it wouldn't be right to come back and be like, hey, I'm back. Okay, so let's jump back right into it. I like to talk you through the process, because like that's basically what this podcast is about. So I'm excited to get back into it. It's hard. Like I struggle to even say this, because I think this has been one of the hardest things for me over the past several months. But what I was going to say that I struggled to say is I feel like I have the mental space available. I have, to take a deep breath while I'm saying this, because it's scary to me to even say this. I feel like I have the mental space available. I feel like I have the, air quotes again, free time. It's not free time. This is our job. This is our work. I had let this part of my job slide. But like, aside from just doing the basics of the business and adding, this is my favorite part that I get to do and share with you guys. I feel like I have that space. I say that I hesitate to say it, and it scares me to say it. And it took me like a good minute to actually say that one sentence, because the fear, especially after 2020 with everything and school shutting down and unpredictability and staying at home and all of that, the fear of not being able to be consistent is huge for me. I struggle with that so much, because I don't know. I just struggle with it. I feel like a complete failure, and I feel like a terrible person when I'm not able to stick to what I say I'm going to do. And so when I say, okay, I'm going to get back to doing this, and I'm going to start posting every Thursday again and get my podcast up, it's like literally scares me and hurts in my physical body, because we don't know. Like, we don't know if at this point, hopefully things are on the up and up with the pandemic, and our kids' schools have like committed to, you know, we're doing everything we can to not shut down again. They're back in school. But first of all, spring break's coming, summer's coming. They're not in school during those times. Should somebody be exposed to COVID at school, the school may not shut down, but my kids may have to be home for 10 days or 14 days or whatever the requirements have changed to now. And so it scares me, but committing to it also gives me the drive and the push to say, I am going to do this and I'm going to make time for it. I think that's another part of what has held me back personally due to my own fault and no one else's over the past several months when I haven't been doing these, aside from not having the mental space to even process what I would want to talk about, is not allowing myself to ask for this time for myself. Not allowing myself to say, okay, and I did this. I did this, what was it, the last podcast I uploaded? I think I did it in my car. And Cullen had the kids at home, and it was in the middle of like the height of everything, stay at home wise, quarantine wise. And I was like, you know what, I'm just going to go do this. But I just couldn't get out of the back of my head the guilt and anxiety and all the things surrounding everything, our house. And we were like getting ready for a showing later that day. And I don't know. I feel like that's me. And that's something that I'm struggling with and working through on being able to say, okay, I'm going to do this and I'm going to record this. If I have to ask for help from Cullen to watch the kids and like not just, hey, maybe take them in another room. Maybe it's like, okay, I didn't do well recording in my car because I was out in a public park and like people kept walking by and I'm uncomfortable with that. I'm not myself and I can't like fully commit to talking about what I want to talk about. It might mean being like, okay, I'm going to need to record it here and I need you or somebody. We'll get a babysitter. Somebody take the kids to the park, take the kids, drive them around the neighborhood for 30 minutes and let them look at the trees or something. But I think being confident enough to ask for those things, and I do feel like I have made some huge backslides in some of the growth that I had made prior to quarantine, pandemic, moving, all of those things, because in those situations, there was a need to make sacrifices, and not that there's not always going to be, but there was like a need to make some more than typical sacrifices in those situations as far as time for self, time for goals, time for dreams and all of that. And I think it's fine. I mean, I'm not beating myself up for it. I'm stating that that is how it is. I'm definitely learning to not beat myself up for it. But I think all in all, like I was saying in the very beginning of this, the point number 8 on the codependent slip list was, I wanted to read it to y'all exactly how I had written it in my notes, and then my computer just went to sleep. Focusing too much on perfection instead of celebrating progress is the first part of it. So, instead of saying, you know, I don't even want to record a podcast because it's not going to be perfect. Instead of that, saying, you know what, I'm going to record something and I'm going to put it up even if it's not perfect, because that's the commitment I made. And in keeping that promise to myself, that's progress. And that's showing myself that I will stick to my promises, that I value myself enough to keep those promises. I know I personally question myself so much all the time. Well, is it worth it? Should I do it? Should I not? Why would I want to just upload something if it's not good? And the more I overthink it and the more I question it, when I wake up, I've woken up so many mornings, especially in the past month for sure, going, okay, I'm just going to record a podcast today. I'm just going to do it. I'm just going to record it. It may not be good. And then by the time I get up and put my makeup on and then start getting the kids out the door for school and then come back from dropping them off, I'm like, find a million other things to distract myself or that need doing instead and talk myself out of it. And the more that you do that and the more that you allow yourself to do that, it's breaking a promise to yourself and it's showing yourself you're not worth keeping the promises that you made to yourself. It's showing yourself that like, oh, well, that stuff I thought earlier was stupid. Like, I'm just not ready. And I will say, I do have to be ready. Like if I'm not, it's like I said, it's not gonna be good, but that's not the point. The point is not for it to be perfect. The point is to focus on celebrating progress, like celebrating the fact that this one is not perfect either. And I feel like I'm stumbling all over myself and saying the same things over and over again. And half of y'all probably already left. And if you're still here, thank you for staying. But regardless, it's progress, whether nobody listens to it, whether everybody who listens to it thinks it's terrible, it's progress for me personally, because I did it. I did what I said I was going to do. I did what I know I've been wanting to do, and it's progress. Okay. So that's the first part of it. When I'm slipping, I start focusing too much on perfection instead of just celebrating progress and accepting progress. And then the second part of this point number 8 is giving up or stopping because it's not perfect. So that's an example with this podcast of not just totally putting something off, but getting something going and then stopping or saying, this is getting too hard, or even this is getting too good. This is getting too, I feel too much pressure. And I feel like that's a big self-sabotage part of something. I've talked about self-sabotage on here before, but there's so much more that I've learned about it in the past year since, I don't even remember when it was that I talked about it, but it's probably been a year, if not close to a year. But that's such a big part of that, is that almost when it gets too good or things are going too well, then it's like, oh crap, I have to keep them going well. I have to keep it perfect. I can't mess up. I have to keep like doing it better. I have to make it better and better and better every time, which is, I mean, that's a growth mentality. There's nothing wrong with that unless it stops you from continuing. Unless it, I know for me, this is true with exercise too. And so I try, like people talk about, you know, like, oh, push yourself harder, harder, harder. For me, I've found that if I just tell myself I'm going to do at least what I did yesterday, or not even that, but like if I'm just going to get out and do it, then that's good enough. Because when I start, say for like every day in a week, I'm like, okay, I've got to push harder. I'm going to go for a walk for like 2 more minutes today, or 5 more minutes, or 10 more minutes, or I'm actually going to jog today, or I'm going to run, and I'm going to run for a minute. And so tomorrow I'm going to run for 2, and tomorrow I'm going to run for 3. Well, then my mind starts going, well, crap, that means eventually I'm going to be running for like 10 minutes, and I don't want to run for 10 minutes. So I get ahead of myself and like give up or stop because I don't think I can be perfect in the future. And I know it sounds kind of weird for somebody who's trying to like give you some helpful tips in life to say, don't push yourself and don't try harder. But if pushing yourself and the thought of continuing to push yourself even further is hindering your progress because it's making you too afraid, then don't push yourself. I'm not saying don't have goals and don't have ambitions and don't like try to get better, but don't just tell yourself you're doing fine. Like what you're doing is fine. It doesn't always have to be bigger and better. It doesn't always have to be perfect. If everything's going wonderful, and talking from like, for example, a YouTube perspective, every video is getting a million views, and then you have one that gets like 100,000 views after all your other videos get a million views, then it's like, oh crap, my whole channel's failing. Everything's awful and it's terrible. And once you get to a million views, you can never go back down. You can never vary. That's not helpful. And that's what scares me personally when I get to a certain point. So I think for me, letting go of the fact that something has to be perfect, and instead of allowing myself to stop or give up because it's not perfect or because it's too perfect, is a super huge red flag for me that I'm not valuing myself enough, that I am falling back into those unhelpful ways. And if that means coming back next week and putting up a podcast that still isn't even in line with these 10 points, then for me right now in my life, that is what I need to do. It's keeping a promise to myself, and that is progress. It is to be celebrated, and it doesn't have to be perfect. I don't know if some of y'all struggle with this too. Like I said, I know if it's something I'm struggling with, I have found that I am not the only one, and there are other people out there doing it or having a hard time with it. One thing that I have changed a lot in the past couple of years that I feel like has really, really helped my mental state a lot is trusting myself that just because some days aren't as good as others, or just because I did stop for 6 months in the past, I would have beat myself up even more for that. And the entire time been like, well, I just can't do that. I can't do it. Like, it was too much and I can't do it. So I'm not going to do it anymore. Whereas now my mindset is, man, I wish I had kept recording. I feel bad about myself because I haven't, but I know that I'm not completely stopping. And this is true. I'm the same way with like eating habits and exercise and all of the things that are like goals in my life. Is just because you have a bad day of eating, just because you skip 2 weeks of exercising, doesn't give you the excuse to tell yourself, well, that's it. I tried it. I can't do it. I'm not going to do it, when it was important to you. Now, there's some things I'm like, if I maybe thought, oh, it would be a great idea if I wanted to like learn how to, I don't know, ice skate. And then I get out there and I really try it. And like, it's not for me. Okay, then it's give up, right? Or don't give up, but you know, tell yourself I tried it, didn't love it, didn't enjoy it, not for me. That's a different situation than, you know, I'm going to improve my health. And so my goal is to exercise, you know, 3 times a week, and then stopping for 2 weeks and then saying, yeah, well, I'm just never going to exercise again. Well, if you know that that's actually important to you and it's a goal, it's okay to let yourself take breaks. And it's okay if you fall off the wagon, as long as you tell yourself and you know, I'm not a failure because I fell off the wagon. I am struggling right now and I need to get myself back up on the wagon, and I know I will. And that's the thing that's kept me motivated and going this whole time. I feel like previously I would have said, well, if I ever upload another podcast, I don't know if I ever will, but I know how important this is to me. I did not allow myself to put it at the top of my priority list, despite it being super important to me. While I had a lot of other stuff on my mind, I wish I had valued myself and my time and this project that is so important to me more than I did, but that's not how it went. I'm not going to beat myself up for that. I'm going to accept the fact that I did what I needed to do to get by during that time when I was struggling and when we had a million other things mentally taking up space. And I knew that whole time, when I get back to recording my podcast, this is how it's going to go. Or when I get back to recording my podcast, I will let y'all know. Versus, I'm never going to upload another one. I suck. I failed. I tried it. I really enjoyed doing it. People really enjoyed listening. And I failed. No, I took some time to do what I needed to do. Never gave up on the fact that I was coming back. So I think I'm kind of there with my like health, fitness, and diet too. And I don't mean diet by like a diet. I mean diet as in like the foods you consume. I know that in chaos and in crazy, I struggle to put my health and my eating habits as top priority. And I also know that that doesn't mean that I just give up. And I think that's what happened after our second child was born, and I just was struggling mentally and just kind of was like, oh, well, I'm this far gone now. There's no need to even try to get back. And that's just, again, focusing on giving up or stopping because it's not perfect. And it's not helpful for me personally. So I know it's probably not helpful to some other people too. Okay. Again, thank you guys so much for the support. And for if you're still listening at this point, I really appreciate it. It's been a while. I'm out of practice, but I'm back. And like I said, I'm going to commit to myself that I'm going to upload weekly. And I'm going to get through these last 2 points after this one. This is number 8 that we just talked about, focusing on perfection instead of progress. And, yeah, lost my train of thought. Sorry. I looked over at my notes and I was like, wait, hold on. Did I say that right? This is number 8. I'm going to get through the last 2. And then I have so many other things I want to talk about. And I found myself during the pandemic and during the move and everything being like, oh, I wish I was recording my podcast right now so I could just process all this. This is kind of like therapy for me. So I appreciate y'all being my therapist and listening to me talk and talk through this, because I always end these and walk out of the room and I'm like, oh, yeah, man, I hadn't even thought of it that way until I said it out loud. So I appreciate y'all being here for me. Thank you so much for listening. Come back next week because there will be something else up. Can't leave comments on podcasts, obviously, but you can leave a review. You can rate it, give it some stars. You can also find me on Instagram and send me a DM there. When I am mentally struggling health-wise, I have a harder time getting on there, being responsive, engaging, because there's just so much other stuff out there. That's a whole nother podcast. We will save that for another time. But thank you guys so much, and I will catch you guys next week. In the meantime, I'll be on Instagram stories, hopefully. Check me out there. It's KatiePie07. Thank you guys so much. I love you guys. You're the best. Oh, wait, there's one more thing. Don't leave if you didn't leave and you're like still listening. I totally didn't mention this, and it's not that important, but I know somebody's going to ask. So I had previously been recording the podcast visual with the audio, like the video part. That didn't work for me, and it's not something that I'm giving up or stopping because it wasn't perfect. I'm giving up or stopping on that because it was hindering my progress, and it was not for me. I did not enjoy filming the video portion. I feel like I'm more able to be myself and to talk authentically and to talk without totally losing my train of thought when there's not a video camera in my face. I really have enjoyed the process getting my podcast to this point, where it was before I stopped, of just being able to just come and record an episode and then upload it with just the audio. So I apologize if watching on YouTube is something you want to do, but when I added that to my list of things that I had to do in order to get a podcast up, it wasn't happening. And I just didn't feel like it was as good. So I will not be doing that. Who knows? Maybe I'll find somebody that can put it on the internet for me, like just the audio, and put it on YouTube. I know Cullen would probably be glad to do it, but I could also do it myself. But then again, it's one of those things. I'm like, if it's going to be that many steps, I'm going to end up just not doing it. So anyways, keep listening here. And yeah, this is where it's going to be for now. So thank you guys so much for your support. I love you. Okay, bye.